And KVGC News Times now 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Again, emergency crews are tending to a vehicle between 75 and 100 feet down off the embankment Highway 49 near the Amador-Calaveras County line. Reported about an hour ago, Bruciatore's Towing was called in. It's unclear if there were any parties in the vehicle when it was discovered. It was called in by a number of vehicles passing. And there is some, congestion there on Highway 49 near the county line by the bridge. So be aware of that as you travel this morning south of Jackson or north of McCallamy Hill. Elsewhere in the news, PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, is helping fund the installation of fire surveillance cameras in the same watersheds where the 2015 Butte Fire started in Amador County and blew up to become the costliest disaster in Calaveras County history. Remote-controlled fire surveillance cameras, funded in part by PG&E to improve its wildfire prevention and emergency response efforts, will be installed in Amador and Calaveras counties to help the utility, CAL FIRE, and other agencies get early warning of wildfires and keep track of firefighting efforts and evaluations when necessary. According to Brandy Merlot with PG&E Marketing and Communications, all fire cameras funded by PG&E are or will be located in high-risk fire areas. Merlot says by 2022, the utility plans to deploy more than 600 high-definition cameras, establishing coverage across high fire-risk areas. A network totaling as many as 5 fire cameras is expected to be installed in Amador County over the next 3 months. And the Amador High School campus will be closed to the public today for an active shooter drill. The Amador County Sheriff's Office, the Ione, Sutter Creek, and Jackson Police Departments, in addition with the DA's Office and County Probation and the CHP, will all take part. The goal for this exercise is to practice procedures, define response, and provide recommendations for further school safety preparation and planning. Again, the all-day drill will be held today at Amador High School and next Wednesday, the 2nd, at Argonaut High School. Now, the campus will be closed to all personnel again today, not specifically participating in the training. For more information about the drills, please contact the Amador Sheriff's Office. And if you happen to pass Amador High School today or Argonaut on the 2nd, you will see students and various personnel on campus. They are participating in this drill. Well, as the winter holiday season continues, the California Highway Patrol is asking motorists to resolve to start the new year with safe celebrations. This means planning not to drive impaired or distracted. The CHP will observe the new year with a maximum enforcement period from 6:01 Friday night until 11:59 on Tuesday, January 1st. All available personnel will be on duty. The CHP will again focus on impaired drivers, but officers will also watch for distracted driving, speeding, and seatbelt violations, as well as motorists in need of assistance. During last year's New Year's maximum enforcement period, 40 people died in collisions on California roadways. And the Calaveras County Water District Board of Directors have approved a customer assistance program. This program is limited to 200 water and 200 sewer customers, and applications for the program will be accepted starting on Wednesday, January 2nd. Now, the program is designed to provide financial credits to customers whose incomes are at or below 200% of the federal poverty guideline. The primary verification of income is proof of participation in PG&E's CARE program. Now, again, additionally, if the applicant is a tenant, you will need to provide CCWD with a copy of your current rental agreement with your landlord. And for more details on this program, as you do need to have some documentation in place, contact CCWD Customer Service. Again, this is on a first-come, first-served basis, and you can begin to apply next Wednesday. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.